of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
So good morning and a very warm welcome to you all, whether you're here with us in church this morning or whether you're joining us from home. Just a couple of notices before we move on. And we begin with a huge thank you. Thank you for anyone and everyone who took part, who helped in any way at all with the summer fair. You'll be very gladdened to hear that the sum of £880 was raised. But apart from that, it was a very joyful occasion. So thank you all, whether you came and spent your money or whether you did the hard work behind the scenes. Thank you very much indeed. If you are booked to visit Beverley and Hull at the end of July, Joan will be available after this service and for the next two Sundays to collect your coach fees. So if you're off on the jolly, get your money ready because Joan is after it. Magazine distributors, can you pick them up from the back of church today, preferably? They're there waiting for you.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you up to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery, for you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbour as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you as I warned you before. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things, and those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. When they went on to another village, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another Jesus said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my Father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand on the plough and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The dog ate my homework. I didn't understand the question. My laptop crashed just as I was about to press save. Anyone recognise those statements? All valid and probably well-used excuses from one school made by their pupils. Excuses. Our world is full of well-loved and well-used excuses for not being able to attend something or hand in our homework on time. As life changes, we become more precious of our time, and maybe we want to stay at home instead of venturing out. So we make an excuse. Or remember being younger, when our lives were so busy and carefree with playing out or doing something more interesting, then often our homework might have to take a back seat. But making an excuse can be a risky business, and sometimes we might find that honesty is often the best policy. The dog never ate my homework. We didn't have one. The gospel today shows people in Jesus' time were not so dissimilar to us now, really. Jesus encounters three would-be followers on the way to Jerusalem. He had had his face set towards there to fulfill God's plan. He couldn't make any excuse not to go. But those who met him were ready with their excuses of why they couldn't come along too. One says, "I will follow you, Jesus, but I must attend to some family business first." A legitimate excuse for someone to use, but one that Jesus doesn't accept. Another one suggests that he will follow Jesus wherever he goes. And Jesus' response to him is, "Well, you might do, but it's not going to be easy. The foxes and the birds have their home, but following me gives no guarantee." As modern day followers, disciples of Jesus, we too have a grasp of these words. We maybe might try to find an excuse not to be disciples of Jesus. We are told that he has his face set towards Jerusalem. He is destined that his journey will take him there. He is destined that his days will end in Jerusalem. Our journey, the Christian life, parallels this journey of Jesus. But what obstacles do we maybe have in our way to stop us following completely? We all have responsibilities, baggage, other tasks to undertake, and we all give our excuses for not following Jesus fully. On rereading the Gospel today, I've thought that what if Jesus really was asking the people he meets not an either question, either you do all you have to do, or leave that behind and follow me. I hope he was asking a both question. You do all that you have to do, and you follow me as well. In some ways, we shouldn't expect anything other than a challenge from Jesus. He is loud and clear that you can't be a part-time follower, or do it when you get time, or when he thinks you're ready, or perfect. And that is true for us too. A life of faith demands a plate-spinning exercise. And I think as you get older, then maybe we get better at it. Or maybe we drop a plate or two. A life of faith is full of ups and downs, and we are called to be disciples at this time, with all the demands and anxieties that life has to offer. The Samaritans in the Gospel, by comparison, will have had a much more simpler lifestyle. But they still had responsibilities to attend to. Burying the dead. Family life. But Jesus says, don't look back when I call you. The Christian life is not a life shared by other things, which takes us away from Jesus. Instead, it is a life with Jesus that enriches the other things too. So we sit here today, all having heard the call to follow Jesus. It commands our love and our commitment, and as Luke puts it, placing our hand on the plough and not looking back. Jesus asks for our whole being, and what that gives us is perfect freedom. Freedom in the spirit is not what we are doing or not doing. It is about what we are and what we will be. It is about whom we put our hope and trust in every day. And following Jesus 24/7 doesn't mean not doing everything else. It just means doing it with our faces set towards Jerusalem. So Jesus invites us all to walk with him, carrying whatever other baggage we have into a life of freedom within the Spirit. Apart from the dog eating our homework, what other excuse have you got not to follow? Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high.
Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Communion of Sudan, its Archbishop, the Most Reverend Ezekiel Kondo, its clergy and all who worship. In our diocese, we give thanks and pray for all retired clergy and those with permission to officiate. In particular, we pray for Rosemary, who contributes so much to our worship here at St Mary's. We are grateful for the invaluable support retired clergy give to parishes across the diocese, leading services for those parishes in vacancy, and allowing incumbents to take important time off to rest and recharge. We pray their continued ministry can enrich their own lives as much as it does all those congregations they minister to. Lord God, may your church be a shining light in the world, a beacon of hope for everyone, a place of happiness, peace, and love. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our world, for all those places impacted by war. In particular, we pray for the people of Ukraine as they continue to come under attack from Russian armed forces. God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war and peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for all your precious children, at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We give thanks for the work of those journalists who are reporting from the areas of conflict. We pray you will keep them safe and guide them in their work, that they will report with honesty, courage, respect, and integrity. We pray the truth of what is happening in Ukraine can be fully understood by all people, and in particular by those whose access to news is limited by state intervention. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our nation, and in particular for the economic challenges we are all facing into. At a time when we may be tempted to prioritise our own interests at the expense of others, we pray for the insight and generosity of mind to consider what impact our own actions have on our neighbours, and to only take actions we know are for the greater good. We pray for our government, for the decisions made on tax and spending, on immigration and on relations with other nations. We pray for integrity in our political system, for courteous, respectful debate, for a willingness to listen, and for the courage to call out any wrongdoing. Lord, the God of righteousness and truth, grant to our Queen and her government, to members of Parliament and all in positions of responsibility, the guidance of your Spirit. May they never lead the nation wrongly through love of power, desire to please, or unworthy ideals, but always love righteousness and truth. So may your kingdom come and your name be hallowed. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for all couples who are preparing to get married, and in particular for those who will be married here at St Mary's over the next few months. We pray for Christopher Walker and Nicola Stoner, Lee Moore and Kirsty Egan, Kate Myers and Samuel Bellwood, Matthew Ferguson and Amy Smith, and for David Deacon and Gemma Burton. Loving Lord, we thank you for the journey on which you have led all couples to bring them together. As they celebrate their love and look forward to their wedding day, we pray that you will give them wisdom and joy, surround them with good friends and wise advice, and help them to know more of your great love for them. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our community, thinking especially about the residents of Yew Tree Lane, their family and friends. We pray they follow your command to love each other as themselves. We pray for Crossgate's good neighbours and everything it does to help its members, to reduce loneliness, support independence, keep healthy, and support for their carers. We give thanks for all those who contribute to the work of the charity, and in particular to those who volunteer their time and talents. We pray for the charity Leeds Mind and the important work it does to support those with any kind of mental health difficulty. We pray for all those who need support with their mental health, and give thanks for those who work tirelessly to help. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our family and friends, and give thanks for friendships old and new that have sustained us over the years. We pray in particular for those we do not meet with regularly. We pray they are happy and healthy. We pray for those relationships that may have drifted or soured, and for the courage to reach out and rebuild what has been broken. We lift to God those we hold in our hearts, praying for their health, their well-being, and their sense of hope. We pray that even when loved ones cannot physically be together, they would not feel apart. We ask for God's help in our communicating, our connecting, and our caring. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, and David Woodcock. Together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Healing Lord, we commend into your keeping all those who suffer or who are in any pain. Be with them in the dark hours to comfort them, to support them, and to bring peace to them. Give to all who care for the sick wisdom, skill, sympathy, and patience. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We remember those who have recently died. Marjorie Wilkinson. And on the anniversary of their death, Stuart Newhouse, and Winnie Kowalik. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Loving God, you know us and all that we are facing. We thank you that we can come to you as we are, with all our fears and concerns, our difficulties and challenges. Draw close to each of us and those we have prayed for. Bring to us peace and comfort, and fill us with your Spirit, that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Protect us, encourage us, and keep us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace.
Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You gave us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven we may find a voice to sing your praise. Wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace. And in communion with Stephen, our Archbishop, Nick, our Bishop, we may be faithful to our calling as your people. Bring us at the last with Blessed Mary, Cyril of Alexandria, Irenaeus, Peter and Paul, and all the saints, to the vision of that eternal splendour for which you have created us through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus,
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for feeding us at the supper of your Son. Sustain us with your Spirit, that we may serve you here on earth until our joy is complete in heaven and we share in the eternal banquet with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Peace. In the name of Christ. Amen.